Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our listeners out there, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf. We make religious decisions on a daily basis, all the time, and we make judgments about our earthly life with a religious approach. However, our approach to religion itself may be distorted. Earthly life builds the life that we shall meet in the hereafter, so a correct approach is required towards religion and the world. A correct view can bring us calmness on earth and prosperity in the hereafter, while a wrong view might bring only misery to both. Our behavior in daily life is the most important thing the masses pay attention to. The ethics, obligations, and attitude that should be followed daily may be one of the most important things a preacher can preach about. This regulates our relations with each other and ends in making the society a better or worse place. Traditions that prevail in a given community decide the fate of that community, especially at times of turmoil and uncertainty. Today we want to introduce a book on the religious approach to our earthly life. Stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
You're listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We were talking about the importance of regulating our religious view of the world. Murtadha Mutahhari was one of the most influential clerics and thinkers of his time. His books, some of which are actually his speeches, are one of the most popular sources of religious information among the youth. Murtadha Mutahhari was assassinated on May 1, 1979. He was a prolific writer and published over 50 books during his life and influenced many people. Today's book is by Murtadha Mutahhari. Religion and the World has been translated by Muhammad Salman Tawhidi and published by Be'that Islamic Research Center, Qom, Iran. So the contents of this book is misinterpretations of asceticism, attraction towards the world, deliverance, the Quranic knowledge, the Quranic logic and its worldview, materialism and ethics. Then there's a second chapter which is about respecting rights and despising the world. It talks about the intrinsic values and relative values, human logic, justice and the fate of society, the role of justice and social rights in spirituality, social justice and thought and belief, pessimism towards providence, social justice and ethics, exceptions, effects of discrimination on ethics in a just society, the secret of Islam's success, the effect of justice on general behavior. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back with an excerpt of this book.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're about to hear an excerpt from Murtadha Mutahhari's Religion and the World here on IRIB English Radio. bookshelf. I'm going to read from a part which is about misinterpreting asceticism. But just before I do, you should know that Mutahhari has just explained that there are two approaches to the world by the religious. One sees the world as something to embrace and use for prosperity, while the other called for total abandonment. The second prevails because of the influence of non-Islamic philosophies and certain events in history. So I'm going to skip this part and go straight to where I'm going to read from. In the Holy Quran, the world has been introduced as a temporary abode not worthy of being made the subject of human hopes and aspirations. This verse, for example, tells us that wealth and sons are an adornment of the worldly life, and the eternal, the good deeds, are better in the view of your Lord as regards to reward and hope. Yet, although the world is considered by the Quran as being unworthy of human hopes and aspirations, still we are not told that all existence and all creation, the skies, the earth, the mountains, rivers, seas, plains, forests, deserts, the vegetable, animal, and human spheres of existence, and all their systems, movements, and currents of development are all bad, futile, and in vain. On the contrary, Quran presents the systematic order that is creation as being a right and just order. And God tells us, we did not create the heavens and the earth and what is between them in play. Furthermore, oaths are sworn in the Quran by parts of the creation, and this stresses the point that the physical world itself is very meaningful. Oaths such as, by the sun and its radiance, and the moon which succeeds it. By the fig and olive and Mount Sinai and this secure city, by the charger panting, by the human self. We are also told in the Quran, you see no incongruity in the creation of the all-compassionate, so return your gaze. Do you see a gap? Essentially, a pessimistic view of creation and of the current and systematic order of the world is incompatible with the school of thought of Islam, i.e. with the essential essence of Islamic thinking, the principle of Tawheed, monotheism. These pessimistic theories can only be based either upon materialism and the denial of a source of truth, justice, and reason, or upon the principle maintained by certain philosophies of dualism, i.e. of two opposing sources of existence, one of the source of good and the other the source of evil. In a religion based on monotheism, however, on the belief in an all-compassionate and merciful, knowing and sensible God, there exists no place for such pessimistic thinking as has been made clear in many of the Quranic verses. That which has been stated in the Quran about the world being finite and perishable, and the world being likened to plants and spring from the ground after a rainfall and grow, and then become yellow and dry and gradually disintegrate altogether, in reality raises the value of the human being. In this method, we are told not to situate the world at the pinnacle of all our hopes and aspirations. This material world does not have such a value as to be worthy of being our highest goal, but this provides no reason for anyone to suppose that the world is totally ugly and evil. Thus, it is that no Islamic scholar of merit has ever presented the Quranic verses about the world in terms of pessimism towards the world or towards its current and movements.
In this world today, there are many ways to fall from grace and to go astray. We should realize that in our lives we can make a change for brighter days.
Islam is here to guide us all,
to light our way and break our fall.
Allah is here
for you and I,
morning to night.
He is light
upon light.
Murtada Mutahhari's work are always worth reading, and I really enjoyed this part myself. If you missed our program, you don't have to worry. The book is called Religion and the World, and you can download it from al-islam.org. If you missed our program, simply download an archive just by searching IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, from me and the whole team here, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you. and ease.